Hey beautiful souls, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Today we're diving into something super important, especially in our crazy, always on world. Taking care of your emotional needs to prevent burnout. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your inner battery is constantly draining faster than it can recharge? Yeah, me too. And that's why I wanted to dedicate this episode to helping us all understand how crucial it is to prioritize our emotional well-being. We talk a lot about setting boundaries, which are amazing, by the way, but sometimes we forget about those inner walls that protect our emotions. You know, the ones that say, enough is enough, when we're feeling overwhelmed or drained. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this emotional landscape and prevent burnout. Number 1, recognize your emotional cues. Seriously, pay attention. Are you feeling more irritable than usual? Worn out even after a good night's sleep? Those are signs that your emotional tank is running low. You know that feeling when you try to force yourself to keep going even though you're exhausted? That's like driving on empty, it's not sustainable, and it'll eventually lead to a crash. So learn to recognize those early warning signs, like a grumpier version of yourself or a sudden lack of motivation. Number 2, prioritize self-care that truly nourishes you. We all know we should be getting enough sleep, eating healthy, and exercising, but let's get specific. What activities genuinely make you feel good? Is it curling up with a good book, taking a long walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or having a heartfelt conversation with a loved one? Whatever it is, schedule time for it regularly, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being. Number 3, learn to say no without guilt. This one can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser like me sometimes. But remember, you don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. Setting healthy boundaries means protecting your energy and saying no to things that drain you, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Start small, maybe decline an extra commitment this week or politely push back on a request that feels overwhelming. Number 4, cultivate genuine connections. We are social creatures, wired for connection. But let's be real, not all relationships are created equal. Focus on nurturing the bonds with people who truly support you, make you feel good, and lift you up. Surround yourself with those positive vibes. And remember, sometimes it's okay to step back from toxic or draining relationships, even if they're with family members. Your emotional well-being is paramount. And finally, number 5, practice self-compassion. We're all human, and we all mess up sometimes. Be kind to yourself when you feel overwhelmed, stressed, or burnt out. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Remember, progress isn't always linear, there will be ups and downs. Just keep focusing on taking small steps each day to prioritize your emotional needs. Now, let me tell you about something that happened to me last week. I was swamped with deadlines at work, trying to plan this podcast, and juggling personal commitments. It felt like a constant whirlwind of activity. One evening, I hit my breaking point. I realized I hadn't taken any time for myself. No walks in nature, no quiet moments with a good book, nothing. I was running on fumes, and it was starting to affect my mood and energy levels. So what did I do? I stopped everything. I put down the work, turned off my phone, and went for a long walk in the park. The fresh air, the rustling leaves, the chirping birds, it all helped me reset and reconnect with myself. It was a simple act of self-care that made a huge difference. It reminded me that even amidst chaos, carving out time for myself is non-negotiable. So remember, beautiful souls, taking care of your emotional needs isn't just about feeling good, it's about preventing burnout and living a more fulfilling life. Start by recognizing those emotional cues, prioritizing self-care activities you truly enjoy, saying no when needed, cultivating genuine connections, and practicing self-compassion. Trust me, your inner peace, and your overall well-being, will thank you for it. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Remember, take care of yourselves, set those boundaries, and protect your peace. I can't wait to chat with you again tomorrow. Until then, stay radiant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.